Last week, I introduced a brand new series on the channel called Training My Tequila Nose. Well, I'm going to use a professional sommelier aroma kit to see if I can actually improve the way I taste tequila over time. So today we're going blind because I don't want to know what the smell is that I'm smelling. I don't want my brain to know. So I want to actually smell it. So what I did is I had my wife pull two bottles out of the kit. She shut the kit. She gave me the book. She gave me some testing strips. And I want to compare it to two tequilas. I want to see if I can figure this aroma out and find it in the tequilas. So I got two very different tequilas to use today. One from the Highlands. La Pulga, this is their Reposado at 110 proof. I already know this one has a lot of citrus in the nose, and it's got a little bit of barrel attribute. It's a great Highlands agave. And then we're going to dive into one of my absolute favorite tequila brands, period, which is Valor. This is going to be the Valor Blanco Batch 2. And this one, you know, I know the nose on this one, the malolactic, a little bit of funkiness, a lot of minerality and vegetal notes. So hopefully the ones that my wife picked out of the kit here, I can find in here and actually tell you what they are. Each one of these has a little topper on them. I think I'm going to remove that little topper and dab some of the oils on this little stick here so I can get, I want to get the smell on the stick instead of smelling it just out of the bottle. I think it may be a little stronger as I've been testing some of these out. They feel like they're a little stronger coming straight out of that bottle. And I think this way, maybe I'll get a little more ability to actually tell what that smell is. Okay, so I want to keep these two separate. I can smell stuff right now. This it's crazy how strong these are. It's very cool. Okay, so let's start with this first one here. We're going to, okay, that one is a non-identifiable smell, but I get a nice woody barrel cooked agave smell on that one. So let's try this one here and see what this one smells like. Okay, so to me, this one smells like cinnamon, and I definitely can pick up cinnamon in this nose. And let's see if this nose here. No, this. Okay, so what this just did was accentuated a minerality smell. So when I get a really strong cinnamon, I get a whole bunch of earthy notes and almost limestone type notes that I didn't get before smelling this. So that's interesting how a smell can affect a smell. So let's go back to this one where I just can't seem to identify anything here. Boy, I just don't know what that is. It's earthy. Okay, so this actually gave this a bit of a chocolatey note. This one, I really just accentuate this oaky and cooked agave smell. So let's figure out what this one is first. So this was this one. It is number 44. Okay, so let's go to the book and let's see what smell 44 is. Okay, this explains why I couldn't define that at all. 44 says is truffle. So truffle aromas, these are earthy or nutty, sometimes spicy or floral notes. These are subtle yet intriguing aromas that enhance the overall sensory experience, manifesting as earthy, which definitely did that. Also oaky, so it did increase the amount of wood that I got in that one. Savorier undertones. Okay, so even though I couldn't identify this smell of what that is, it is kind of just an earthy smell. It did like just bring out the oak in this one more than this other smell did. So, okay. So truffle, that's a good one to learn. Now let's see what this one is. It is number 17. And number 17, the smell is cinnamon. Okay. So 17 is the smell of cinnamon, which I got cinnamon right off the bat. The presence of these spice nuance, let's see. So this is a warm, sweet spice notes that are found in full body reds. We don't really care about what kind of wines they're found in. They will complement dark fruits. The presence of spice nuance. So that one doesn't tell us how it'll change or what other nose or aromas you will find like the truffle did. This one is just, you're finding the spice of cinnamon, which when you knows this one, I get cinnamon. I get cinnamon from Highland Agave tequilas a lot. And you know, with cinnamon in my head, I pick up so much more of that cinnamon in this one. And I've never noticed cinnamon coming out in Valor. So let's see if that happens. I don't get cinnamon, but the earthiness and the spiciness of the tequila is more recognizable to me. And I also picked up a little hint of vanilla in that taste. So I don't know if smelling this and then going in, definitely earthier and more oak, a little bit more of an earthy flavor, nosing the truffle. just so much more earthiness in the nose of this tequila after smelling this. So maybe it's my brain identifying that nose. I really have no idea. Here's what I know. One of my favorite smells, cinnamon, a smell that I've never smelled before, truffle, and two absolutely amazing tequilas. Hopefully this helps somebody in this journey of learning how to smell better and hoping to learn to taste better. And we'll keep doing it. We'll try another one here in a couple of weeks. If you like learning about tequila or reviews on tequila or listening to interviews about brands, hit that like, subscribe button. And like always, thanks for watching my videos. Have a great night.